show. You bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net. Toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. Got immigration to talk about this hour and your calls about anything. Since the show is about your calls, we start the hour with them. Let's go to Zach in South Carolina on the Amplifier line. Hello, Zach. Zach?
Hey.
What's up?
Was calling in to talk about a piece of legislation that's in the South Carolina State House right now, and it passed the Senate about 2 weeks ago, and it would require anyone arrested for a felony or a crime that carries a 5-year sentence to submit a DNA sample for a state database.
Ew.
Yucky.
Yikes, that's even worse than fingerprints, but I guess that's what they're probably going to use as the excuse. They're going to say, well, they're already giving their fingerprints up. What's a little cotton swab? That's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, and I've written my senator and representative, but I haven't heard back from either of them yet.
Yikes. Well, you know, that's what's happening around the country is more and more of this sort of police state mentality, government collecting information, government creating databases, the government knowing more and more about your personal life, and in this case, about your biological makeup. It's very disturbing and frightening, and it's just one more reason to get involved in the Free State Project. Zach, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. As update after update continues to roll in from people around the country, giving us the latest on what new totalitarian-esque laws they're having passed, that's just going to drive more people to the Free State Project, as far as I'm concerned.
And you know, technology is neutral. It can be good or bad. It can be used for good or evil.
A double-edged sword.
It sure is. And you can see how the wrong people, the predators, get a hold of this technology, how it can be used for evil.
I saw something, speaking of technology and evil, I saw a headline, and I didn't get a chance to click on it, but I was curious about it. Apparently, the Navy is researching a vomit ray.
Yeah.
We had already talked about how one of the branches of the military already has a heat ray of some sort that they pointed at you, and it makes you feel like your skin's burning off. So they've already got that. Now they're looking at into a vomit ray.
I do like that they're not wanting to kill us as much as they just want to cow you into submission. But
well, it's all about control.
Yeah, it seems
to be. You don't want to kill off the people that are paying the taxes. You just want them controlled.
I wonder if you can get them back. Cheek. If you can make them, if they can make you vomit, you can vomit on them.
Yeah, well, I think it's going to be from a distance, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm afraid so.
That's what these are intended for. They're intended for crowd control, you know, in case people start getting angry about this government that we have and decide to take it to the streets, they're going to turn these weapons against the American people. Now, they're using the excuse of, well, we need it over in Iraq. That's why we need these weapons.
Of course we do.
But they've been...
We won't use them on Americans.
Well, they've been taking them around, right around in the United States. In fact, I saw a story recently. Somebody emailed it to me, and I don't know if I can pull it up fast enough. We might have to do it after the... Oh, no, here it is. This one's really spooky. We're talking about the American military using its equipment on the American people, and actually the website's not responding. So I'll have to see if I can get it up later on. But essentially, the short version of the story is that they were doing these military exercises, I think it was in Arizona, these military exercises in somebody's neighborhood. Just, there was a Vietnam veteran sitting watching his television one night. He heard gunfire outside, and of course, you know how some Vietnam veterans are. They flash back. These aren't things you want to hear after you've already been in the heat of battle. And he obviously was more than curious about what in the hell was going on outside. Turns out the U.S. military was running through his neighborhood, shooting blanks, and essentially on this pretend mission that there were terrorists in the area or something like that. It was some sort of a training mission. Virtually nobody had been informed. Not that informing anyone would make it okay for them to just run through your neighborhood firing blanks. What a frightening situation going on right here in America. And it's not the first time this has happened either.
I wonder how many people had heart attacks and died.
Yeah, all I've got to say for members of our military is think about what you're doing, guys. Think about what you're doing and think about the orders you're following. Most orders are probably okay, but you got to think. You can't just act blindly.
I think that's a good suggestion. Just think. They're not. 1-800-259-9231. We're going to talk immigration. Mark?
Well, I was just going to say the military and militaries everywhere are really not set up for people to think. They're set up for people to follow orders.
It's just really just sad story after sad story here. I wish we had a bunch of good news to report, but unfortunately, New Bedford, Massachusetts, the AP reporting now that dozens of young children were stranded at schools and with babysitters after their parents were rounded up by federal authorities who raided a leather goods maker suspected of hiring illegal immigrants, authorities said Wednesday. It has happened again. Raid after raid after raid. We are destroying our economy from the inside out.
Yep.
Immigration officials said 327 of the 500 employees of Michael Bianco Incorporated, mostly women, were detained Tuesday by immigration officials for possible deportation as illegal aliens. About 100 children were stuck with babysitters, caretakers, and others, said Corrine Williams, director of the Community Economic Development Center of Southeastern Massachusetts. She said, quote, "We're continuing to get stories today about infants that were left behind. It's been a widespread humanitarian crisis here in New Bedford." Company owner Francesco Insolia, who's 50, and three top managers were all arrested. A fifth person was taken on charges of helping workers obtain fake identification. Authorities allege Insolia oversaw sweatshop conditions so he could meet the demands of $91 million in U.S. military contracts. It's an interesting twist. Authorities released 45 detainees who were sole caregivers to children. No more releases were planned, said the spokesbureaucrat for ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Eight pregnant women were also released for humanitarian reasons. But the rest of those kids, screw them. 100 kids. Moms are gone.
Well, I mean, obviously they have dads, but, you know,
that's not necessarily obvious. There's dads might not be around.
That's what they said, though. Those they said that they were not the primary caregivers. Sole caregivers.
It says 100 children were stuck with babysitters, caretakers, and others. So, yeah, well, they're saying they're not the sole caretakers because they had a babysitter. But
right.
you can only pay for so long.
I'm not sure that that's what that means.
The real question is who was supposed to pick them up that day from school?
Those still in custody were given the option of letting their children stay with a guardian or putting them in state care, said the bureaucrat. Investigators said the workers toiled in dingy conditions and faced onerous fines such as a $20 charge for talking while working and spending more than 2 minutes in the bathroom. So ICE is trying to make themselves look like they're the heroes here. That
right.
They well, saved these immigrants.
Sending them back to Mexico rather than these sweatshop conditions here in Bedford, Mass. You know, this can only go one of two ways. You can only have either A, if we crack down on illegal immigrants, the new Jews, then you're going to have more and more of this, which is, raids, random checkpoints. The police state's going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so, therefore, being against illegal immigration in general in the United States is being against freedom.
That's right.
The other choice is we do something about welfare in this country. We stop welfare. Because really, our immigration problem is a welfare problem.
Yes. These people in the factory aren't collecting welfare.
They aren't, no. But they may very well be getting WIC or using the hospital emergency services without paying for them. All those things, make America an attractive place to come. And if we do away with those things, only people who want to come here and earn a living for their families will come.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
They were given no options. It's either here or the risk of no income at all. Clearly, they were exploited because of the fact they were here illegally, said U.S. Attorney Michael Sullivan. So, okay, let's make it so they can't be exploited anymore. Let's, as you say, get rid of welfare, open the borders so people can come here as they please. Fully legally, it's legal. If we get rid of the immigration department, then it becomes de facto legal for people to cross borders freely. And right. So then they can't be exploited by an evil corporate guy.
Well, yeah, and the way that is that, you know, if Corporation X hires an illegal immigrant and the immigrant says, well, you know, I can get a better pay at Corporation Y, Business Y. The Business X can say, oh, no, you're not leaving, or I'm calling ICE on you. So they're essentially a slave.
1-800-259-9231. How do you feel about the immigration situation? Are you someone who might have shifted your perspective over time as you've seen the police state on the rise as a result of these immigration restrictions and rules? 1-800-259-9231. We'll find out what Bill Gates thinks about all this on the way. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I'm Bobby Ligas with another Car Clinic Minute. Sherlock Holmes, Miss Marple, and Perry Mason. Everyone likes a good mystery. But if you don't have a clue what 10W30 means, don't ask the butler. When I come back, I'll tell you. I'm Bobby Ligas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going. Fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to BGFindTheShop.com. BG. The case of what does 10W30 mean tops the bestseller list of oil mysteries. Here are the clues. The first number rates the oil's viscosity, or thickness, at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. The W means the oil can handle cold winter temperatures. And the second number refers to its viscosity at 210 degrees. FYI, lower numbers mean thinner oil. Today's cars typically use skinny oil, like 5W30, so that it can squeeze into tightly engineered engine parts. Now the mystery's solved. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You bring up anything, toll-free. 800-259-9231, the packet8.net toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features. They're all totally free. The updates included. Whenever you want to know what's going on with the show, we'll send you the information to your email box if you're signed up on the updates list. Updates.freetalklive.com. We'll get you on it for free, of course. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full orbed approach to account recovery. It's It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 1-800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support FTL.
So we were talking a few moments ago about another raid on another American business producing products for Americans and people around the world. In fact, they even had military contracts, this particular company. And we've apparently arrested over three, we meaning the government, has the government has arrested over 300 people, most of them women, leaving their children to essentially stay where they were at the time. They were sitting with a, if they were with a babysitter, they would stay there. If they were in somebody else's custody, they would stay there. Essentially, they've separated, once again, mothers from their children, and in, probably in some cases, fathers from their children, as they've been doing over the past year or so, ever since this new immigration crackdown has begun here in America. And it's really scary to me what's going on here. It's even scarier that Americans are cheering this on, that Americans could possibly see, supposedly freedom-loving Americans could possibly see a news story like this on the television or hear it on the radio and say to themselves, yeah! Yeah, that'll show those Mexicans, that'll show those illegals, yeah, we'll teach them a lesson.
You know,
yuck.
The more I look at, I just can't come up with anything out of this illegal issue, but either people that are against illegal aliens are either A, bigots, or B, socialists in that they want to stop competition in the marketplace. Competition helps everyone.
Yes, it does.
It really does. Even the people being competed against. It may not be easy, and it may not be fun, but it makes you better.
You know, it's also competition for welfare checks.
I guess.
What's
yeah.
that?
Yeah.
The illegal aliens?
Yes, exactly. Maybe people see it as resources being taken away from them.
That may be the issue. Yeah. I don't know.
Well, there's definitely, I definitely agree with Mark in that there are certainly a number of people that feel threatened by immigration. They feel like they're taking our jobs. You know, I've heard that a million times.
The herd has been stirred into a frenzy.
When in fact they're not taking your jobs. There's no, you don't own your job. And in addition, when new people come into a marketplace, there's new demand, so new services need to be provided for those people. New products or products right. need to be sold to those people. They
right,
need
they're
to be
creating
entertained.
Jobs.
Right, they're creating jobs as much as they're taking jobs, so called. So it's just full. The people that are for the crackdown on illegal immigration are just full of misinformation. They're either, you forgot they could be possibly completely ignorant. Like, they've just not heard the truth.
Right.
And they haven't actually, they've just heard propaganda.
I guess it's, the ignorance is definitely an issue. You know,
it's
in
a
that,
huge issue in my opinion.
If you listen to this show, we've talked about it many, many times. So, if you're holding on to it, then, you know, it's just got to be one of those two options.
Right. 1-800-259-9231. Let's check in with Bill Gates, the president, or former president, I think he's sort of semi-retired at this point, of Microsoft.
The chairman. Yes, from today's Financial Times, Gates warns on U.S. immigration curbs. Bill Gates, the chairman of Microsoft, warned today that restrictions on the number of skilled workers allowed to enter the U.S. put the country's competitiveness at risk. The comments mark the latest attack on restrictive U.S. immigration policies by the technology industry, which is facing a shortage of skilled workers, even as the demand for their skills is increasing.
Oh, boy.
Speaking before the Senate Committee on Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions, Mr. Gates said that tighter U.S. immigration policies, governed partly by concerns over terrorism, were driving away the world's best and brightest precisely when we need them the most.
Mm.
It makes no sense.
Those people that they're driving away aren't going to stop being bright. They're just going to take their skills to India or wherever it is
China.
That they're going to wherever it is they're going to be allowed to come and work.
That's right.
And then that means that the business that would normally be going to the companies that would have hired them here in the United States to develop new products and solutions and engineer things, that business is going to go somewhere else. So that's going to again help to destroy the economy. It's not just all about the low end factory workers. It's also about the higher end, more educated workers.
In some cases, people are even more afraid of the higher end, more intelligent ones, because maybe they're
sure.
more likely to be a terrorist.
Well, look at the Also, look at the engineering schools. There are a lot of people that are upset. A lot of Americans, these sort of national-centric Americans, nationalists, that are upset. That, well, look at the statistics. There, all of these immigrants are coming in here and taking these engineering school positions. There's 90% of them are Indians.
Well, why don't you teach your kid to take math and maybe major in engineering? A lot of the kids in school, in these government schools that come out of here, they're not majoring in math. That's right.
You know,
their math skills are down, and they can't major in engineering. They can't qualify.
Americans are white people in general in the world are the, if you take one race, they're the wealthiest of them. These people don't have, the wealthy people don't have a reason to achieve. Whereas people who are lower down on the economic strata, they have a reason to achieve. Another issue is white people aren't having kids.
That's right.
They're just not. Western.
I don't know about that. Have you ever been to a trailer park?
The poor ones are and the rich ones aren't. But I'm sorry that all of us in America, our standard of living continues to go up. You know, some go down, but largely it goes up. And so the old saying: the rich get richer and the poor have kids.
You know, a friend of mine. He had shared this with me last weekend. He was saying that people in America, the white people in America, you might say, have been taxed to death in the last 30 years. They can't afford to have more kids.
I can't afford to have kids.
Well, they can because they could choose to do that. They just don't see having kids and then keeping their lifestyle exactly the same way it is, and that's really the issue.
Well, no, I agree with Wayne. I mean, it's just a fact. I mean, you have a kid, that's a cost.
It is a cost.
Huge.
Your lifestyle is going to take a hit. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But, how are the poor people having kids?
Welfare?
Yeah, well, it's not that's not affecting
that's
their life.
It.
It's not affecting their lifestyle, but they still spend, money on kids that they wouldn't be spending otherwise.
They're living at home with mom.
Choosing to do it. Most of them are having kids younger before they have a chance
to
make a decision.
Julia always tells me about her old friends from high school all getting knocked up having kids. She's got old friends that are living with their parents
mm-hmm.
with two kids in their early 20s. And it's just mind-blowing to me. She was telling me this today. One of them, this girl with two kids living with parents, is now considering having another child.
Good idea.
It's like a disease almost, an infection. Stop it. 1-800-259-9231. If you know people like this, you want to tell your story. But what more with Bill Gates?
Yeah, he goes on to say that it makes no sense to tell well-trained, highly skilled individuals, many of whom are educated at our top colleges and universities, that the United States does not welcome or value them. Mr. Gates said, America will find it infinitely more difficult to maintain its technological leadership if it shuts out the very people who are most able to help us compete.
Sure will. They'll all go to South Korea.
That's right.
1-800-259-9231.
Assuming there's a South Korea in 5 years, yeah.
Yeah, well, you think North Korea... I guess the only way there wouldn't be South Korea is if they got nuked, right?
No, they could just roll across the border.
You think North Korea could defeat South Korea's military?
Yes.
All right. 800-259-9231, thepacket8.net, toll-free line for you. You take control of the airwaves. More on the way, including the Pledge of Allegiance. We'll talk about that. Your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. The packet8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features totally free, including the live streams. There's a broadband version of the show awaiting you, as well as a dial-up version, both of them free, at freetalklive.com. And is there a young person that's important to you? Give them financial literacy. A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich by Jewel Thornton shows kids how to grow up financially free, save early and often, and how to develop passive income streams, the key to financial freedom. The average college student graduates with $7,000 in credit card debt alone. It's no way to start a life. Buy them A Kid's Journey to Getting Rich at akidsjourney.com or call 1-800-657-5066. That's akidsjourney.com, 800-657-5066. So we are talking about immigration, but also about economics as well, because they're inevitably tied in together. And Bill Gates has had a few things to say, a few choice words, which I agree with. He's pointing out that this isn't all about the low-paid factory workers that we talked about earlier in the hour, but it's also about the highly skilled, highly educated engineering types, the design people that are coming over here or had been coming over here to take jobs in the tech sector out in places like California and other places as well. And Bill Gates essentially is saying, hey, you're making this more difficult for people to come here, not just with more restrictions and rules, but also we read a story a few weeks ago about how they're increasing the fees. They're increasing the cost for people to come here. You're giving people reason after reason to just say, well, you know, that whole America thing, it's not what it's cracked up to be. It's not freedom anymore. You know, I might as well just stay here in India or go to South Korea or Hong Kong or somewhere else where I can enjoy my life.
And our schools are not turning out nearly as many engineers per capita as they did 50 years ago.
As far as Americans?
Nearly. Yes, Americans.
Not even close.
Not even close. And that's so vital. People don't realize how important engineers are to society.
Sure. You know, they're the ones that design engines. They're the ones that design everything that gets built. An engineer designs it.
If all the engineers are in other countries, or the majority of them are in other countries, then all the stuff is going to be designed there. It's, of course, going to be manufactured there. They're not going to send their manufacturing to America. And so we're going to be essentially spending more money outside of
Currently,
America.
That's sort of, mostly our role in the world is to design things and then send it out to other countries.
Now we won't have that.
Right. We won't have anything. We'll be nothing but the rich guy who's consuming everything. Everybody
won't be rich for long.
Leeching our money off, and it'll go away. And
there's also a delusion among a lot of our leaders that they think we can be the marketing arm for the rest of the world's manufacturing. But that's not going to happen either. The rest of the world is going to figure out how to market as well.
Sure, they will.
And how to design and do graphic arts and all that stuff.
They can
build websites too.
If you think that the world needs us to draw their pictures for them, you're out of your mind.
Yeah.
They certainly are out of their minds. In fact, Bill Gates has figured it out, and I think he had a couple more comments.
Yeah, looking over his comments, one that I found really interesting is he says he felt deep anxiety about the U.S.'s ability to remain competitive, and if it did not act quickly to improve education, invest in basic science research, and reform its immigration policies, we were going to be in big trouble, just like we were just saying. He said, these reforms do not pit U.S. workers against those foreign-born, he said. Far from displacing U.S. workers, highly skilled foreign-born workers will continue to function as they always have, as job creators.
Absolutely.
Very profound.
He's absolutely right, because they're designing new products, they're designing new services, new things for people to buy, and that means that people are going to need to sell those things market those things those things.
These people are like the engines of our productive real economy, which is shrinking. We have to grow our real economy again if we're going to have any economic viability going forward.
And, and the other thing that not only do companies find it cheaper to go to other countries and therefore operate more cheaply in other countries, we really can't provide the world with stuff either if we have all these high government-mandated union wages, we have all these high minimum wage, kind of things. Essentially, if you were to get rid of the minimum wage, it wouldn't affect the average Americans or even most people who are currently in America's wages. It would affect people coming here who have, can't speak English very well. And those people would be able to work for some lower wage. America would have this base that it could produce stuff from
again.
That would be saleable to the rest of the world.
And don't forget, this massive trade deficit we're building up allows foreign countries to build up these massive stockpiles of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go and they buy our companies and move them to their country with all the know-how, all the technology, all the patents, and we lost them.
And the government has paved the way for all of this to happen with their regulations and their rules.
Well, the American people, too.
Well, the American people have allowed it. They've just sat by. American people haven't actually done anything.
They've supported it, though.
Yeah.
It's because, we have to have living wages, and we have to keep out the immigrants. And those kind of attitudes have, just rocketed us in this direction.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And, it was funny, as I was listening to a radio show the other day about equal pay for people with the same job, whether they're men or women or whatever. Well, basically, people are equal under the law. People have equal rights, but everyone's different. No one's the same. And everybody should go out and try to make the most they can for what they do.
Sure.
But this notion that everybody should make the same amount or make a minimum wage is silly.
Yes, it is. And it's dangerous. 1-800-259-9231, thepacket8.net, toll-free line for you. So people are out there waving their flags, waving their American flags, and shouting from the rooftops that America is the best. At the same time, we're destroying the country from the inside. It's just amazing, and they don't see it happening.
That's right.
They have been completely educated ignorant, as our friend Gene Ray would say.
Educated stupid.
Educated stupid. And by the government school system. The government has taken control of education in America, and it has wrecked people as a result. It has wrecked your brain. And I don't know. I mean, only time will tell if we're going to be able to turn this around. And I really believe that the Free State Project is our only chance at having an opportunity at freedom again, having a shot at freedom, because as things start to get worse here in this country, as more jobs, again, continue to go overseas, as more people just decide, that whole America thing. We're not even going to bother trying to immigrate there. There's way too much. It's a police state. I mean, after they crack down so hard and businesses are getting raided, there's going to be random roadblocks. There's going to be all kinds of police state tactics going on. Nobody's going to want to come here. Businesses are going to want to leave. The country's going to continue to just get worse and worse. Then what's the government solution going to be? Then, I mean, government always has another solution in its bag of tricks. Oh, we might have caused this problem over here, but try this on for size. See how this new government program fits. What's the solution going to be next? As the housing market just dies off, as the economy starts to just bomb out, what's the government solution going to be, Wayne? What do you think they're going to pull out of their bag of tricks?
They've painted themselves into a real corner with the really artificially low interest rates and all the things they've been doing in the last 10 or 20 years. And speaking of education, I remember in the 60s when the federal government started to get involved in education. That's when education in this country really started to go downhill.
Sure, true.
And the more education legislation they pass, the more they're going to mess up our schools and our competitiveness and the ability for us to start businesses and create wealth in this country.
It's amazing what's happening here. I agree with you. They're backed into a corner. At a certain point, they aren't going to be able to pull a trick out of their bag and make it look like they're fixing everything.
Right.
We're screwed, and we're going to be screwed at a certain point.
Inflation and then deflation.
Another thing we haven't looked at is America's economy is built on small business. Mm-hmm. Immigrants have a larger percentage of opening their own businesses
than
Native Americans do. People, we are breaking our own backs with this immigration policy that we have. Now, I'm not saying that we should let every immigrant in the world come here and suck off the teat of the state. I think we should get rid of all welfare and all rules.
Give the state a mastectomy is what we should do.
Get rid of all welfare and all rules that require companies to, treat people fairly and all, as far as hospitalization, that kind of thing. I don't see any reason why, a hospital should be required to provide a certain level of service to somebody they know that is not going to pay. I think that they will provide a certain level of service, but let the hospital decide that on their own.
Exactly right. Your thoughts. 800-259-9231. Are you someone who's in favor of immigration restrictions? Please, we'd love to hear from you. Haven't actually had a good call from an immigration supporter in a long time on this show. 1-800-259-9231. You want to talk about the direction the country's going in, how we can turn it around? We'd love to hear from you on that, or whatever's on your mind. In fact, Daniel is on the line in California. We'll go to him. Your calls as well. 800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number. If you like, 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. All the features completely free. But we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, as over 340 of our listeners have decided to do. It's $3 a month. That's what we're asking for. Totally voluntary option. And the idea is simple. You send in $3 a month, and so do all those other people. And we total it all up, and we take that money in, and we turn it around into purchasing advertising. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. So it's a great way to support the show that you like and help us get on more radio stations around the country, because that's one of the things we're doing with the money is we're buying ads in Talkers Magazine, sort of the industry publication for talk radio. Also, we're going to be going to a convention starting tomorrow, as a matter of fact, in Los Angeles.
Early tomorrow.
Yeah, so we're leaving 6:30 in the morning, going out to the West Coast. And we're going there because of the amplifiers. If it were not for the AMP program, we would not be able to go to that convention. And I know you probably would prefer that we stayed home because we're not going to be doing live shows from the convention. But it's important for us to be there because then we get to be seen by the muckety-mucks, by the bigwigs in the industry.
Schmooze.
It's a schmooze fest. That's all it is. And so we walk around, meet the important people.
You know,
if somebody
gets a personal relation, sort of feeling going on with us, they like us for whatever reason, they're likely to carry us on their radio station.
Well, now, last year when we went to this very same convention, it was in Washington, D.C. It was the first convention we'd ever gone to. So this will be our second time at the what they call the Talk Radio Seminar. It's Radio and Records Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
The first time we were there, we essentially closed the deal on our station in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah.
On our first Clear Channel affiliate. We met Phil Tower, the program director, in person. He'd talked to me on the phone a few times before that, and I'd had good rapport with him and everything, but it was that face-to-face meeting where we overcame his objections and essentially got... He didn't sign a contract at that point, but we essentially got him to agree to run the show.
Right. He got to see we were real people. We were really committed to this. People that aren't committed aren't going to come to the talk radio seminar. They're not going to pack their stuff, their stuff for 3 days. They're not going to come there and spend the money. We're committed. We're going to be doing Free Talk Live the rest of our lives.
So AMP allows us to show that commitment to the industry and also to buy advertisements on the internet and everything else. There's a list of the things we're doing with the money. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with that. There's also milestones as well involved. So once we reach a certain point, which is very close, the $2,500 a month point, we're mm-hmm. going to be launching the webcam. In fact, I could see us doing that after we return from the convention, if all goes well. Because we're within striking distance.
Really?
At this point. Let's go to the phones. You can take control of the airwaves. So, again, once again, head over to amp.freetalklive.com to support the show. Let's talk to Daniel in California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello, Daniel. Daniel in California?
Daniel.
Is Daniel there? Going twice? Daniel in California?
Daniel, it's dinner time.
All right, let's try Jason in Pennsylvania on the amplifier line. You're on Free Talk Live. Jason, hello.
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Great. What's up?
Hello?
Oh, now we've got a problem. Hang on. Jason, I'm putting you on hold because you're patient like that. Is that Daniel saying
yes,
hello?
Yes, this is Daniel.
Daniel, you're on the air. What's on your mind?
Hey, you guys are talking about solutions, and I believe that, and like Aaron Russell said, that one of the first things that we have to do is you have to abolish that Federal Reserve. I mean, without a doubt.
That would go a long way to helping out this country.
That's right. Go back into gold standard and silver.
Exactly. I mean, there are some people out there, including my brother, that seems to think that there just isn't enough gold in this world to be able to do that. But
how can that possibly be that there wouldn't be enough gold? Because all it would do is drive the price up
If they mined the last hunk of gold tomorrow, that would just make it so that you would just have to back the dollars by a little bit less.
That's right.
Like
the only the only person that I know that's willing to that said he's willing to do that once he becomes president is Ron Paul. So
that's right. That's right. Yeah. The only question really is how much an ounce would be worth. It could be worth $30,000, and then the money could be a fraction of that 1 ounce.
Yeah.
So that's all that is.
What I want to know too is what would happen. We'll say the dollar would fall, right? And there's no the currency is absolutely worth nothing. What would the gold start out selling as?
That's anybody's guess.
What you're doing is you're working from the point of view that the dollar is the it's the reserve currency of the world. Like dollars are real and gold's a little less real, and that's just not the way it is. Gold's the real part, and the dollars are less real. And we've been just ass backwards since 1933.
I'm actually aware that the dollar is worth absolutely nothing here.
I know, but I'm not pointing at you directly. I'm saying everybody's sort of coming from the point that the dollar is the reserve currency of the world. And
yeah,
it has been.
It has. But, it's losing its status very quickly now.
Even if they have to create some new name, gold's the real money, and they'll call them one Penelope, they'll sell loaves of bread for that because that's what the real money is. And if you have gold and you want to buy bread, and you have dollars and you want to buy bread, people are going to accept the gold of the dollars every time.
The market will certainly set the appropriate price, whatever it's going to be.
You know, what's really interesting is we've all heard this. Statistic that since the Federal Reserve Act was passed, the dollar's lost about 96 or 97% of its purchasing power.
Right.
Yep. But what people don't say is that between 1800 and 1913, what took a dollar to buy in 1800 only cost 79 cents in 1913. There was a very slight deflation.
Well, do either of you believe that the dollar will drop within the next 2 years?
Oh, yes.
Crash.
It could. There's a chance. They're going to have to go through extraordinary measures to keep the dollar afloat in the next 2 years.
I think that you can that everybody can safely say that the dollar is going to drop in the next 2 years.
Because, of course. Unless they pull off a transition to the Amero or something like that to continue to hide the scam.
But that's not the dollar, though.
Look at how the peso's gained on our dollar. Oh, my God.
That's right.
Very good. Hey, Daniel, thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 to Jason. Sorry about that, Jason. You're back on Free Talk Live.
Hey, no problem, guys. Actually, that ties in directly with what I was going to talk about with government spending.
Okay.
First of all, I've actually heard recently that a lot of foreign countries are selling off their investment in the dollar.
That's right.
Which, is kind of scary that they don't believe in our currency, but...
They can see what the American government is doing. I don't think they're stupid. They must not.
No, I agree. I wish I could do the same.
Yeah,
that's right.
It affecting my ability to carry on in day-to-day.
Right, to buy things. That's right. A lot of really intelligent investors that have money now are getting out of dollar-denominated assets altogether.
Right. I think the best thing to do in that circumstance is to buy gold, whether it's numismatics or bullion. They both have their advantages, but...
but you can't walk to the grocery store with an ounce of gold and buy a loaf of bread.
No, I'm not saying that you should have all your money in numismatic gold.
I'm saying about protecting your purchasing power.
You should have a certain amount of your investment portfolio in it, just in case everything else takes a crap, and you'll at least have 20% of your money still in gold.
That's right. There are also programs offshore.
I'm sorry. You say again, Jason?
No, I was just going to say that's also a good hedge against inflation stuff.
That's true. Right. And you know what? Maybe we can have a situation where you can get rid of your dollars and use an alternative currency. Maybe that can happen within the next decade in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. I mean, if we get enough people here that support the idea of alternative metal-backed currencies, then we could have essentially the Free State currency or the Liberty Dollar. This is within our grasp. It's something
right.
we can do.
And something that you could do right now is, Midas, one of our sponsors, is, they sell numismatic gold, our network
nice
basically
ones.
Is connected with them.
Yeah.
What's their website?
Minus Resources.
That would be awesome. The thing I actually called about, I don't know, did I just cut you off?
Yep, you're here. What's up? Go ahead.
Sorry about that. Was actually government spending and actually equating the government spending and what our government, especially the national government, spends and trying to make it mean something to the average person, which I think is something that really needs to happen, because too many people just hear all these big numbers and they think, so what? But I came up with my calculation to make it mean something to people that I talk to, and that is that for every $1 billion the American government spends, that's $3.33 out of each individual in your family's pocket.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got a family of five. They spend $1 billion on something. That's $16.50, roughly,
okay,
for $1 billion that my family here that I have to provide for. So you look at something like the Iraq War, which right now I think the current total is something like 400 and some. I think it was 406 billion was the last I looked up. Multiply that out by $16.50 for every person in my for my household,
mm-hmm.
and that means that I am personally being held responsible for $6,700 worth of this war's debt. And to me, it's not money that I want to spend.
Yeah, where's your return on investment?
That's right.
I got no ROI in that.
Yeah,
but you're safer now, Jason. You're safe.
I was just talking to some people the other day about this, and you think about voting. I think voting in this country is so overrated because a politician can lie. They can promise free stuff. You have to vote with your checkbook. If more things in this country and the world were voluntary, you could basically defund anything you wanted. Now, that's democracy.
I actually called. I'll tell you about this in the next hour. And, Jason, thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I called a talk show this morning that had the local school board members on it. They were talking about all budgets and a bunch of crap. And I asked them, what would it take to make you guys voluntary? I'll tell you what their answer was on the way.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
Are you in?